You don't need to wait for me, Gus. I promise. I'm a big girl. I can handle myself. I'll be out of here in no time. I just forgot my notes before heading home, that's all. You don't have to wait up for me. Have a good night. It's just you. I thought you went home already. Did you also happen to forget your notes? Seems we're all scatterbrained today. Are you all right? You seem a little squirmy. Well, more so than normal. And where did my notes go? No. You haven't happened to see my notes around here, have you? Well, if you want to make yourself useful, you can always help me check. I thought I had placed them around here. Well, originally I thought I placed them in my bag before going home. Wouldn't you know it, as I was double-checking everything before getting in my car, I realized I didn't actually have my notes. I've been doing some experimentation, a new kind of injection. It's supposed to enhance the sexual experience. Basically, whoever gets injected with the serum becomes horny beyond all comprehension, which wasn't supposed to happen. It was only supposed to heighten pleasure for the users, but turns out I made it a bit too strong. I was going to work on the dosage when I got home, see if that was the problem. And I could have sworn I left the papers on my desk. You didn't happen to touch anything, did you? Yes, that's it. Oh, thank you so much. My goodness. I thought I was going crazy. Why did you take them? Getting closer to you, I can see that you're sweating. And you never did answer me. Are you all right? Are you sure? Because you certainly don't seem it. Your pupils are dilated. You feel a bit flush when I put my hand to your sweaty forehead. Breathing heavy as you shift on 2 feet, like you're having a hard time standing still. And what's that band-aid for? The Band-aid on your arm? I can see it underneath your t-shirt. It's not exactly hidden. Wait a second. If I remember correctly, I left some of the spare serum next to my notes. And I know I didn't put that in my bag. Did you try out my serum without permission? Mad? Mad? How could I be mad? I've only been able to see how it functions on things like rodents. With the minuscule doses I gave them, they turned into fuck machines. I can only imagine what's going to happen to you. You took the entire dose, didn't you? How exciting. Oh my goodness. Okay, so you have no clue what to expect. If I hadn't come back, you would be feeling like this for the next 24 hours. The only way to work the serum out of your system is to fuck it out of you. The more orgasms you have, the quicker it will get you through. The fastest I've seen the serum fade out of a system is roughly 8 hours. Now, you are a human. The way you break it down might be a little bit different from how the rats do. You can last longer. Or you could last shorter. Look, I'm not really sure what to expect. You're the first human who has tried it, after all. I do know that it's only going to get worse the more you deny it. Why don't you get undressed and take a seat on the desk, Button? Your body temperature rises as you slide off your lab coats, quickly followed by the scrubs they make us wear. I don't hesitate to join you, rushing to take off my own clothes as you take a seat on the table. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. In fact, why don't you spread your legs for me? Let me see how well the serum is taking effect on you. Good job. Look at you. Didn't even realize it would make your hole feel nice and wet, did you? I wanted to make a serum that worked on all sexes. Regardless of your anatomy, you will feel your muscles relaxing, opening up for penetration. A wetness will fill any hole that you have, lubing the way, making it easier for you. The throbbing will only get more intense the more you ignore it. Your most sensitive part proudly standing at attention. Naked except for my heels. You watch as I get closer. Cock bouncing proudly between my thighs. I've been studying the sexual nature of humans for years and learned it was easier for my experiments if I grew a cock. I was just so tired of always needing to find one. I thought it would be easier to add it to myself. Lifting it up, you see instead of balls, a pussy. Those are still my ovaries, technically. One makes eggs for my pussy, the other makes cum for my cock. Which one do you think you're going to get, Button? You're so right. It's my cock that you're getting. Something to take the edge off, right? Already can feel the relief it brings to have your hole filled like this. Starting to move my hips. You whine, trying to rock with me. Already so close. And all I did was fit inside you. How long have you been fighting the serum, Button? Surprised I didn't notice the effects earlier then. Going to have to write that down. That humans have delayed reactions to the serum. It's a good thing to know. Thank you for being so brave and testing it on yourself. What made you want to try it? The notes. You read my notes? And you saw what it was about and thought it couldn't feel that bad, didn't you? Bet you're regretting that decision now. Being fucked on one of our work tables after hours. Let's hope it's just the two of us in this building. With all the noise you're making, it would be so humiliating if someone were to walk in on us right now. How would you even explain yourself, Doctor? I don't think you would be able to. Not with the dosage you took, at least. The serum is working its way through your veins, making even the slightest thrust of my cock feel like I'm pounding into you at full speed. Reaching down, I start to stroke you in time with the thrust, watching as your eyes clench in pleasure. Is that too much for you, button? Nah, I'm sure you can take it. If you end up coming, well, then you end up cleaning. That's why you have a tongue, right? To clean up any mess the both of us make. Moaning at the thought of cleaning both of us off. You rock your hips, trying to take it deeper. My cock fills you up just right. It's why you can't control your sounds. You don't want your subordinates to find out that the head two scientists do this in their free time, right? I just know people would start lining up outside your office, asking if they could have a chance to fuck you. You might even start promising raises if they make you come from just filling you up. Just look at you. Laughing how it feels to take my cock like this. You might have a doctorate degree, but that doesn't mean you don't know how to spread your legs and take it. Oh, I can feel your nails running down my back as you try to hold on. Oh, my hips thrusting harder into you, my hand pressing firmer against your most sensitive parts. The serum makes everything feel so fucking good. You're practically floating in pleasure. Mind so hazy, can't even form a thought. All you know is that you're feeling good and you're getting closer. It feels good to take you down a few pegs, Doc. I'm not even gonna lie. Who knew that you, of all people, would have such an extreme reaction to such a simple serum? Fucking up into my hands. It's not like you have any control over it. Your body is just mindlessly chasing whatever feels good at this point, almost becoming desperate to come. The throbbing is becoming unbearable as it gets stronger with each second that passes. Oh, yes. It feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, yes. Listen to you. Can't believe we're supposed to be equals when you can't even keep it in your pants. Didn't even think to ask me if you could use the serum, if it was safe for humans. All you did was read my notes. Then you saw it was a sexual enhancer and got too curious for your own goods. Oh, now you're stuck in this predicament. With your co-worker's cock filling you up as you take it in the very office that's supposed to be for work. Moaning without a care who hears you. It's a real good thing that everyone else has gone home for the night. If any of our subordinates saw you like this, split open on my cock, rocking yourself against me, completely lost to your own needs, all respect would fly out the window. Hell, I'm going to have a hard time looking at you the same tomorrow. All I'm going to see is this wanton little thing, Button. One look at you, and I'm going to remember how you felt around my cock. Ugh, just listen to you. You sound so pitiful. All you want to do is come, huh? You'll get to come when your body is good and ready, Button. It seems like you can still take more. You get closer as you clench around me. You're almost there, but it's still not enough. My hand speeds up, no longer matching my hips, but going at its own pace. The pleasure's overwhelming as you shut your eyes again, trying to block the rest of the world out. You melt into the bliss, give yourself over to it. No reason to fight it. No reason to deny yourself the ability to feel this wonderful. You've been struggling with it ever since you first injected yourself with the serum. You're finally getting the relief you need. It feels so good. You could almost cry, couldn't you? Oh, yes. I had no idea you were hiding this side of yourself, Doc. If I had known how badly you need it, I would have offered to fuck you so much sooner. All it took was for you to be a little bit stupid and inject yourself with my experiment. And now our entire dynamic is rewritten. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be deferring to you anymore. Why would I ever take the advice of a doctor who didn't even read my notes? You're not very good at this whole thing. Maybe you just don't have what it takes to be in charge. You seem a lot happier doing what you're told, taking what you're given. This is less stressful for you, Button. Can't help but agree as you buck up, fucking yourself deeper on my cock. The way it splits you in half feels so good. Almost as good as my hand rubbing against you, bringing you closer. Oh, yeah. Practically teetering on edge. You shake underneath me, trying to take everything you're given. It feels too good. Just listen to you. I think you should come. Wouldn't that feel good? Yeah, it would. You can let go now. You've earned it, Button. I'm close enough to the edge. Come with me, Doctor. Show me you can do at least one thing right. That you're not a complete and total idiot and can follow instructions. It's the only thing your body wants to even consider right now. Oh, fuck. Don't fight it, Button. Lean into it. Come. Oh, fuck. Come. Come with me. Shit, Doc. I think you might have found your new calling. What? You don't like it?
It didn't bring you the relief you thought it would? Oh my, that's horrible. Really, truly, it's one of the worst things I've ever heard. Like I said earlier, The quickest I've seen the serum leave someone's body is around 8-ish hours. You're going to be feeling like this for a little bit longer. You said you injected yourself with it an hour before you left for home, right? Which means it's been in your body for about 3 hours now. You've only had your first orgasm with me, right? Don't look away and get embarrassed. I need you to answer honestly. It's the only way I can help. Did you orgasm previously or only with me? So that means we can add another 3 hours to that 8, making it a total of 11 hours. I think with that information, it might be best if I brought you home with me. Are you comfortable with that? Well, I don't think the people who run this lab are going to be too thrilled finding out that two of the top scientists ended up fucking in the lab after hours. The sterilization required is going to be intense. I think we should just call it a night here and you come home with me. The janitors are going to be coming any minute. And if you didn't want our colleagues finding us like this, you are definitely not going to want total strangers to be seeing us. Don't worry, though. Once we get back to my place, I'll show you how I work the 8 hours out of my own system. Follow me, button. My car is just downstairs.